Following the active and changeable weather through last week and over the weekend, things are settling down for at least the next couple of days. So we wrap up autumn and welcome in winter officially this week with generally quiet conditions. Late last week, it was quite busy with the wind and cold. The weekend started off with snow and ice on Saturday. Temperatures yesterday spiked in advance of a cold front that brought us some rain. And following that front, we really felt those temperatures drop off quickly. And now the chill is on across the area this afternoon. Temperatures today are running in the teens and 20s. And it will be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the single digits across the region, though in the coming days, temperatures will moderate as we approach the middle part of the week. On the weather map today, we have high pressure in control, and it's a strong area of high pressure that extends all the way from New England to the southwest, right into Texas. So it's a sprawling area of high pressure that will dominate our weather over the next couple of days. But with that high overhead tonight, it will be mainly clear and cold as temperatures do fall back into the single digits. Now, the wind will not be too bad tonight, so we're not talking about dangerously cold wind chills, though at times those feels like temperatures will be right around zero late tonight and first thing tomorrow. So a cold start to the day on Tuesday, but with that area of high pressure in place, we are looking at mainly sunny skies, though a few clouds will mix in from time to time. And as the high-pressure area begins to work off to the southeast, that will help to allow warmer air to slowly work in. So temperatures tomorrow will not be as cold as today. They will run mainly near the 30-degree mark. So for most of us, it's about 10 degrees warmer tomorrow when compared to today. High pressure remains in place on Wednesday, and temperatures will warm up even further, up into the middle 30s across the area. A few spots south of Albany may touch 40. And then on Thursday, our next storm system comes at us. That could bring us a mix of some rain and snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 26 to 32. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 26 to 32. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, with lows in the single digits and teens. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny and a little bit warmer, with highs holding mainly in the 30s to near 40. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow and rain showers, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.